goes, so we went to the, last time we had the definition of Maisa Bereishis, right? Now we're going to, he says that's really the parsha, that's the Mizmor, of that's this Kapitel Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Tes. I don't want to go through the thing, but he said if you read through that parak and Tehillim, let me see, it's dealing with this idea. Now, here it says, Hine im kain is boyer. She vias odem chaki rosso, hina magas. Okay, someone read just that part of it.
Hine im kain is boyer, she vias odem chaki rosso, hina magas, lahasig amitas hadvarim ba'atzmam, rak mekrehim.
Okay, so that was one of his examples that he gave from before that we're skipping over right now. From the Perek Adilim. It says, like a person, we gave a little bit of a different example, but this one is better, I think. The person says, you can try to tell how a person's feeling by how he looks. You know, tell he's angry. How do you know a guy's angry? He exhibits certain behavior, certain facial expression. Or he's happy, or whatever the emotion is. It's determined by his appearance. Right, that's the type of knowledge that we have of these things. We can't really know. A guy could be a fantastic actor. We don't really know how he's feeling. Right, it's just mitzad mikrayim. You having trouble finding it?
Yeah.
You look like you're way ahead. That's the first. That's the first drasha.
Yep. Oh yeah, because this is the first part is Pirush Rana on the Zohar.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
On what?
On the Torah.
I think it's just like collections of like stuff he said in the Torah. I don't think he actually wrote it.
Oh, I don't know, because he referred in the footnote, sometimes he refers to the Pirush, his Pirush in the Torah. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, so go ahead. That's the type of knowledge that we have. He says, but even with this, there's a lot of knowledge to be gained. A lot of knowledge gained.
What's Yeshotu?
Yeshotu Rabim. What's Yeshotu do? Means they could to move. Shot. Means they made a lot of progress.
V'zeh einenu chilek mimaisav reishis klal. Shehu nimsar lanaviyam v'chachmei Yisrael. Aval davar nimsar m'goya haratzos l'mish b'chos adama.
So that's not maisav reishis. Right? Which is... This is knowledge that the Goy Harotos, the Mishpachos Adama have. This is science. Okay.
Okay.
So therefore, he's saying that. Everything we talk about in terms of the parsha is going to be in terms of doesn't have anything to do with the with that chachma of Maisa Bereishis that we discussed that you can't talk about. So therefore that gives us license to interpret the psukim as we can. And all of this was just to understand how can we darshan in Bereishis. So he's saying, because that's not the knowledge of, that's not what's considered Maisa Bereishis. Okay.
Did anyone argue on the run in terms of just learning Psukim?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's everybody holds, I think, that there's a Nister in Maisa Bereishis, in the Parshios. Can't really understand. It's not like a Sipur Dvarim. It's not like a simple Sipur Dvarim. But you can try to. The Ramban also. Everybody tries to work out. Rashi tried to work out exactly how it was. Rashi says what everything was created at once, and it was all poured out in different orders. But it is representing something that apparently is understandable on our level. I mean, or is. Vayor is pretty. accurate description of a Big Bang. But okay.
ולכן מעט נשוב לסדר הפרשה שהיא סובבת בעניין שכל מה שנברא או נעשה אחרון אחרון.
Okay, I don't really want to do this part.
Okay.
But so he basically says that, I don't know if we had this before, they say that everything that's created later is more perfect. That's his thesis here. Like you said earlier, you started with the primary substance, which became the four elements, and now everything becomes more refined. All right, until you get to Adam.
How do the elements become refined?
He's saying that they become less susceptible to changes. They get more. They take on a more definite form. You know, it's a definition of refined. You're right. It's not. It's a definition
of refined.
They're
kind of assuming their identity, I guess.
Yeah. Right. And he goes through a certain theme that things are created for other things over here. Like the Ram says, that everything on the earth is for man. Okay, but let's go to where he talks about. He has an interesting interpretation of the event of the Eitz Hadas. He has an interpretation. He has a pshat on the Eitz Hadas. What happened over there? Okay. So let's take. Let's see if you can skip there. You're only going to last one more paragraph, apparently.
Yeah.
So he says. Let's see. Va'achakach biyom hachamishin. Yeah, right over there.
Oh, there. Okay. Va'achakin biyom hachamishin nivru va'alei nefesh hachaya she'enem shlemei hayitira kedagim va'ofos.
So then on the fifth day was bali nefesh chaya. Okay. She'enan, I guess it means. That they are, that what?
We have they're not.
She'enam shalmei ha'yitzira kedagim va'ofos. They are not as perfect. I gotta be as fish and birds.
What does he mean?
They are better than.
Weren't the dagim and the ofos the things that were created on Yom Chamishi?
Yeah, what does he mean? He means that they are. It's
the things that are not shalmei ha'yitzira. Such as?
I mean, they're not complete. They're not complete.
Right.
I mean, not fully complete. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. But they're more complete than plant life.
Aval b'lisafek kem yosef shlemim ba'alei nefesh ha'tzemachas. Uvayom ha'shishi nivru chol osam ha'balei chayim shem shlemim ha'yetzira ki nefesh ha'chaya ve'ha'adam.
Right. Then you get the full, the fully perfect creatures.
What's lacking in fish and birds?
What's lacking in fish and birds? They can't.
Can't live on that.
That's a good question. What does he mean by that? I don't know. It's not clear.
Now
his question is, why didn't Adam get his own day? It seemed right. Adam get his own day. Right?
מפני שכל אוסם שנסיחד בהם היום הוא למעלה נמצאס בהם. אי אפשר שתיפרד.
So he says, the ones that get their own day, that is, that the perfection that they have is permanent, is not capable of being lost. Okay. Oval ha'odam.
Oval ha'odam, mipnei ha'yosu efshar nimshal levehimos o garua mehen, kifi merio, lo nisachar yolav yom.
But man, because he's able to be compared to animals, to the mammals or worse than them, according to his rebellion, he doesn't get his own day. It's an interesting idea he's saying.
Where do we see that man is worse than animals?
If he's living on a low level, then he's worse than animals.
I mean, any pesukim or chazal like that.
He holds a davar pashut.
Davar pashut.
He's not as good as an animal. He's not. I mean, in his physique, he's not as good as an animal.
Huh.
You know. He's more very, very, very frail. Man is very, very frail. Go ahead.
Aval haya hamurkav ha'achron, kedei sheyisrachek yoser me'agashamim ha'chaserim v'yiskarev el ha'shlemim, she'im ha'gromim ha'shmemim.
Yeah, but the last composite, right, in order that is further from the Shizrachik Yoser Mega Gashmim Achaserim, the physical things that are lacking, that means the elements, he means, and it's closer to the heavenly causes, which he means the celestial bodies. Good.
Okay, so you're
saying man has a certain capability, though, based on his distance from the primary elements and his closeness to the most perfect elements, which we skipped over that part about the heavens, that they're more perfect. Man has in him the greater ability to cling to life. He has a greater ability to cling to life. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. He's going to explain a little further. But one second. But let's just stop for one second. It's an interesting thing how he says that. That why doesn't it? What gets its own day and what doesn't get its own day? It's an interesting. It's an interesting question and it's an interesting answer. Yeah. Nisyachid hayom rabbi. it's an interesting thing. He's saying that what? That it only gets its own day if it has to be a certain perfection, but it has to be a perfection that's permanent, that's not possible to elude. But man is possible to get lowered down. He doesn't deserve his own day. It's an interesting thing. Yeah.
Rabbi Mann recently gave a shiur asking this question.
Good.
He did ask why man didn't have another day, but what he picked upon was that when man was created, it used the word bara instead of and it happened to be, or God said, and then it was. Meaning he specifically created with regards to man. So what he wanted to say was that insofar as making things spring forth, that was all inherent within the first creation. But with man, he needed to create something new because he had to put the soul within the animal. So insofar as bringing forth, it was the same as the animals, but insofar as the creation, it was something else. So that insofar as when you say day, it was just the same day as animals. He was doing the same thing he did with animals as he did with man. But then he also created man at the last instant.
But that's not his reason. That's not the Ron's reason.
You would think even more so that would merit its own day. I mean, that's a whole other idea of creation. You know, actually.
Well, what's also interesting is the question. You know, it's like he's saying it could have been its own day. Why did Hashem create it this way? It's an interesting thing.
Was he really talking about days? I
mean, that's what I'm wondering. It makes it seem like he's just questioning why is it called these
right.
days?
Why is it grouped together?
Why are they grouped like that? Why is it Nisyached, its own day? It's not clear. It does sound like that. Shenisyachdu b'hem ha'yom. Shekol osun shenisyachdu b'hem ha'yomim. Makes it sound like the days are assigned to them. You know? But anyway, what? Right? It's not clear. But anyway, but he is definitely saying there's an idea in these days. And what's the idea? He's saying that it has to be, what's the difference if it remains the way it is or if it doesn't have to remain the way it is?
What got its own day?
What got its own day? So you have the,
firmament.
In terms of the Bria, you had the Tzmochim. Well, that didn't get its, He says, well, he goes through that in the beginning over here. What got his own day and what didn't get his own day? He says, Yom Rishon is Or, right? He talked about that before. Yeah. Yeah, ki biyom rishon nivro yisodos, right? He says the Yom HaSheni was Harakia, Yom HaShlishi was Haaretz, okay, and on the day of the Aretz was vegetation, right?
So Aretz and vegetation in its own day?
Or yeah, that he says also was not worthy of its own day. It's not important enough. Saying that the vegetation was not important enough to get its own day. Not in terms of days.
I'm saying in terms of they all have the same level.
I guess so. The same type of nefesh. I mean, that's an idea of nefesh. But it would seem what he's saying over here is that it lacks in the mice of Bracious. Now, his man is not really created complete. He part of what he is really is up to him. It can't be treated like a bria, like a regular bria that's just made and remains the way it is. Part of what man is going to be determined by his free will. You can't say it's created. You can't say it comes directly from the creation, from the Maisa Bracious, its level, like an animal. An animal's level is determined simply from the Maisa Bracious. But he's saying an Adam is not that way. Adam is to be announced what exactly he's going to be. Could be the highest Bria, could be low. In terms of Maisa Bracious, it's not, we can't assign to it a separate Maisa Bracious like you would assign to another creature. Even though in terms of its being it's worthy of it, but in terms of the Maisa Bracious it's lacking. The vegetation apparently is lacking in terms of the Bria. But the Adam is lacking in terms of, it's not, you can't call it from the Maisa Bracious, that level. Yeah.
But then why are the others not alone? Like, animals maybe you'll say because they have to
the
share.
Birds or the
man. Birds, yeah. And fish.
Birds and fish.
Why weren't they alone?
They apparently considering them the same.
Oh, he calls them the same?
I guess they're the same, Madriga.
Oh. So then why animals have to be subservient to man? Why do they have to give up their one-day status?
No, they're the day. Man is the one who gave up his day.
Oh, meaning it's their day,
their day.
We were, like,
that's what
sneaking
saying.
In?
Exactly.
What do you mean by the Maisa Bracious?
Meaning to say that it comes not just from the Bria. Because there's another element that's undetermined what this creature is really going to be. You know what I'm saying? Comes up to man has to participate in that. So it's not really a result. The man is not completely formed. That's what he is, yeah.
Is this that it was that way that it was unsure, or it still is currently?
Was and is. Was and is. Got a little tougher. Got a little tougher since Adam, but...
Is this on a personal level or societal?
Every individual.
What does this do with days? I don't understand. I mean, I know what you're saying.
He's saying days signifies a certain level of Maisa Bracious. Days have to do with the Maisa Bracious. And unless it's a qualitatively different type of a Bria, it's not going to get its own day. So you're saying the plants don't get their own day for one reason. Fish and the birds are going to be together. But the Adam, he's saying, is what? It doesn't have to do with that his level is not high enough, but it's not directly resulting from the Bracious, from the Bria. It's lacking in a different sense to get its own idea of, its own day of Bracious. Because it's not determined from the Maisa Bracious. Only things that are set, he's saying. Share, he says, only things that lamaila nimtes bohem ef shashati parid. Okay. But what is this idea that he has? I mean, you could say simple. You could say he's just saying simpler. That he doesn't have a level. He doesn't have a level. He doesn't have a set level. So you can't really place him in any he can't get his own day because he doesn't have a set level.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can't say if he's better or worse. You can't say if he's better or worse.
Just depends.
So he can't have his own day. His own day would signify an absolute reality. But Adam, you don't know. There's nothing intrinsic in his Bria that says he is better. There's nothing intrinsic in his Bria that says he's better. Depends how he lives out his life, if he's going to be better or worse. If he was created on a new day, on the seventh day, that would indicate that as he's created, I mean, it's similar to the other idea I was saying, that would indicate that as he's created, he's greater. But it's not true, because he could be much worse. Depends how he acts. So I'll give a wrong idea. Man would have his own day. That's like an evolutionist. Because he's at the end, he is the most sophisticated. He's the best. We don't say that. We say he has the most potential. He has potentials animals don't have. But he also has the potential to be worse. But in other words, but the fact that it's a matter of potential negates the ability to say, objectively, he's a better creature. Because he could be a worse creature. You know what I mean? He's better, yeah.
Yeah, so I understand how it could obviously be better at the same level. But how could it be worse than an animal?
That's a good question. How could it be worse than an animal? It's a good question. How could it be worse than an animal? Yeah.
Well, if he's like in the realm, if he's not playing a Pokemon, he's in the realm of animals, then he's not as good a physical creature as the animals are. So he's worse than them in that respect.
But I mean,
there's certain animals that were better off. And, I mean,
survival. But yeah. The other way, what do you say? He says worse. What do you say? What is it? Garua ma'am, kifi mario. According to his rebellion, he's worse than them. I mean, he seems to indicate a certain philosophical concept. It's an old idea, not my idea. That an animal is at least living in line with his true idea, with what he truly should be. Man that lives without chachma is a distortion of his real being. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you can never say. But then you can never say that a man is never an animal.
Is what?
So man can never be an animal. It's either he's man.
Can't
or
be an animal. Correct.
Lower
than animal. It's a distortion. It's a distorted way of living.
Just live in line with his instincts and
can't.
Because for an
many
animal,
many people have tried that.
That would just be living in line with your base instincts. But for a man, that would be making your non-physical self living in line with base instincts, wouldn't it? I mean, right. Yeah,
and you can't do that. Your soul does not doesn't work that way. It's going to be a distortion.
No, I just didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on a little further. But he has this idea. It has to do with what you were asking before, Daniel, about what he means by more perfected. I don't know if I understand. I don't understand it now at this point. We'll see if we can maybe pull it out. But he's saying by the fact that man is the last creature to be created, that gives him a certain potential of what? Roy Yoser Lekium. He is more capable of existence, of existing. V'sheyiyeh ha'chayim dvekim bo. Very funny lashon. And that life should cling to him. Yeah.
That's because he was last?
That's what he says. He says because he's furthest away from the raw materials of the world, and closest to the spheres. Yeah, he is more capable of long life. Yeah. Yeah, but they are the celestial bodies. Yeah, he. It's a good question. He says those are like a different thing. That's the Shemayim V'aretz. It's a different. That's a different kind of a Bria. It's true. It's a good question. It's a very good question. I mean, why are those not created last? They should be the most perfect.
Is it possible he just didn't understand the science of it? I mean.
No, well, he says before. I mean, the part that we skipped, because I didn't really even get into this question that much. But he says that there are the two causes. There's the physical causes, and then there are the causes from the heavens. And he says those heavenly bodies are the most perfected things, and they have no change. They never change. Change is deficiency. The closer you are to the primary elements, the more change, the more there isn't change. Yeah.
Does that follow that the animals cling more to life than the fish and the birds?
Yes.
What does it mean,
cling more to life? Live longer. Okay, let's go a little further. We'll see if we can figure it out. I told you, we have to see if we can figure it out. Go ahead.
L'ze gamkin husam began Eden. Asher u mifchar ha-mekomos ba'aviru mezag. No sel ha-min ha-noshi yosir mikoma she'efshar she'imatze.
So that's why man was placed in paradise. Because paradise is the best place to be. Right? It has the best climate. And all the things that are good for man to live. Best place you'll find it. Okay?
It's a loose translation. Go ahead. Gam kein. Shemipnesha kuvan ba'adam shelo yisasek kiim ba'muskolos mipneheyos ha'mufur samos sibas moso hinichov makum yikach mimenu mizono b'li amal ve'egiya.
Okay, so since man can join to this previous idea of the place and the climate, is that since the man is the original intent of man is to be involved only in ideas, okay, in the intellectual, and because being involved in the, I don't know what he means by mefor samos, he means taivos. I don't know what he calls in the mefor samos, but he means bodily taiva. That causes death. That's the cause of his death.
Does it mean the opposite of the abstract? Maybe ubiquitous and widespread.
What's that?
Widespread.
In the Mefur Samos, the widespread?
Right, as opposed to just specific.
Could be. It's a funny term. I never saw that terminology used. You see it? The Mefur Samos? I don't know. That's why he was put in a place where he doesn't have to, where he can get his food without work. Okay.
V'chol ze lo haya maspik lo lesis lo chayim nitzchiyim mipnei mizgo v'hakavaso ki mipneim roi shi pasid.
Now he says, now even with all of this, with being in the play, the best climate and ease of parnasa, even with all of this, that's still not enough to just give him eternal life. Still not enough for man to live eternally, even if he has the best climate and food and all of his needs supplied to him without any work. Okay? Why? Because since he is a combination, he still should be destroyed. Still eventually will deteriorate. But
אבל מצד תגבורס הנפש וחולחה יותן לגוף קיים והעמדה כאשר נסכם במשה ואליהו ולא אכילו שסיעה 40 יום.
So that's this is his main idea, that it's possible, though, you know, that with the strength of the nefesh, with the strength of its nefesh, the goof can live eternally. The goof can go on. If the nefesh is really working hard, the goof can last with forever, practically. And that's how he learns Moshe and Eliyahu. That because all the energies were in the nefesh, and the body is has certain abilities because of its structure. If all the energy is into the nefesh, the nefesh can sustain the good. Of course, this person still has to eat. Of course, in Gan Eden they had food, right? In Gan Eden they did have food. But on a very minimal diet, a person could go on for everything. Well, they would go. For, they can go for 40 days. Right. Right.
Apparently. So live forever?
No, he's saying it fasted over 40 days.
No, he's saying that's how he was able to go on for so long without food. It's an interesting idea.
So when did they live extremely long lives?
They did.
Who?
140 years.
Before that, they
Oh, you mean Moshe?
Yeah.
Didn't he die? That's an interesting thing. It's an interesting question because Gemara and Shabbos, it's a machlokas if Moshe died because of sin or not.
I mean, whether he died naturally, maybe it's naturally.
Yeah. Although it's mashman, so it seems from Pesukim that it was definitely an onesh. Yeah, but they want to say, they try to answer that up. I forgot how he works. Marsha has Gemara and Shabbos. But Gemara talks about does man die without sin or not?
They bring those four cases.
They bring the four cases, but there's machlokas on Moshe and Aaron too. Yeah. I forgot how to answer that question. Such a glaring question, but he had a good answer. If I remember, it was a good answer. What?
Like, how did it look so long ago? Because in this case of Moshe, he lived 140 years. Like, Mr. Shalach lived like 900.
900, yeah. 100 years. But, it's good. Let's see. Let's see a little further. Go ahead. Vizel etzli pirish ki biyom achal techo mimeno most tumas. Most Thomas. So he says, that's how he understands the Parsha. What does it mean that when you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Tov HaRa, you're going to die? Right? What's the Parsha mean? Ki zeh ha-mamar einenu onesh al ha-meri. He says, to say that you're going to die from eating the Eitz Hadas is not an onesh. That's not an onesh, that you're going to die from the Eitz Hadas. Ki lu hoya kein. Because if that were the case, a nenu roi she yikulal becheto od. That's a certain idea he had before. This is one of his ideas. That you don't get more than one onesh. And if that's the onesh, that you die when you eat from the etadas, why were there more onshim?
Ain't onesh chal
onesh. And he didn't die.
And that's another question. Aval she ye onesh be onesh ha nigzer olav. Im yavor la mitzvah v'hu sheyeh ben moves lo dover acher maduah yikalel oud ma'isa yadav v'shetiyah adama ruah bavuro. If his onesh was, you see, get that your problem doesn't bother him so much, because he's a ben moves now. He's mortal.
But isn't that his answer to the way?
No. He's saying if you're going to say that becoming mortal is his onesh, right? Then why was the ground cursed? Why was he kicked out? That really living in that perfect place and his perfection of the goof was not enough that a person should live forever. Im lo mitzad tagvoras on nefesh v'kochav. Without, if not for the fact that the nefesh would become overpowering.
He's saying it's not an onesh, it's a consequence.
That's what he's going to say. V'yadua sheha nefesh tigvor kifi ma sheyarbe ha'odam leishtamish b'mus v'losov. That the nefesh is going to be strong in accordance with how much a person is engaged in ideas.
Do you hold the nefesh as a physical thing?
No.
So then how is it possible for non-physical things to sustain a physical thing?
It's a good question. V'yimait mehabit b'mefor somos, and it gets weakened. The nefesh is. Gets smaller when it you have a habit or you have the word
may habit.
Some different gears is bif mifor somos with again with those well known things. So in other words, that's the opposite. For some reason, it's must be some philosophical opposite of muskolos. I never heard it though. I know. Anyway, v'yadua shezeh eitz eize sheyiyeh, this tree, whatever it was, haya mitivo leheyer ba'adam taivo lamshicho elam mefursamos. That had in it the nature to arouse the person's taiva, to draw him to these worldly things. Kamosha omru razal, chita hayisa. Now, what was the eitz hadas? It was wheat. She'ein atinok yodea likro abba v'imo ad she'toeim tam dogon. That's the first thing a kid eats. That's the most primary food. U'b'nei zeh omer lo Hashem yizbarachu me'eitz hadas tov ra lo tochal mimeno. Ki hinini modiacha ki biyom ochlecha mimeno tiya ben modesh. That's what it was. That's what the tzivoy was. That's what the Dvar Hashem was. Don't eat from this eitz. Because I know that when you eat from it, you are going to you're going to become mortal. Why? Ki yischazku kochos haguf. It's going to strengthen the guf. It's going to strengthen the guf. Now you might think that's good, but the problem with that is v'ticholish nafshecha. That weakens your nefesh. V'ata mitzad gufcha ein aroy l'chaim. Now you're trying to live just with your guf. That was, if you strengthen the guf, then you're losing the sustenance of the soul, whatever that is, the sustenance of the soul, and the guf on its own cannot carry you through the olam vod. Okay, let's go a little further. Hine yimkein b'zeh posuk boy love ha'azhor v'taima lo onchaklal. That was not an onesh. That was just the idea. That's just the reason. It's just the cause and effect. Okay. V'yoisha lo yarda l'soda inyan v'taima. The woman did not fully understand this idea. V'efshar she'adam gamkein lo avino. Possible the man didn't either. They understood the Dvar Hashem in their simple meaning. They thought that it's like a bad food, right? Like it's something that's going to kill you when you eat it.
Well, no, once she realized that she
that was apparently part of the...
It's hard to believe.
Apparently, they deluded themselves. That's a good question. Vizehu Omro. Vatera Isha Kitova eats Lamacho. Hericha Kosa Bizeh Lodianu Tosa Isha Mahoya. That's why the Torah goes through the whole thing as she saw it and she was attracted to it, so it was good to tell you her mistake. What was her mistake? Kilafi Mach Shavosa, the Divrei Hashem Yisbarach, Shateva eats Lahashkas Aguf Mitzad Mezeg Aguf. She thought that the Dvar Hashem was that it's bad for the body, right? Intrinsically, it's bad for the body. Rosh Hashanah Yifter, she said that's not possible. Ki kvar kostu hachamim kulam. Not at that time, but now. Shehu min hanimna shehasamim hamamisim yiyeh recham v'taimam v'korvosom no'os l'gof. So it's not possible. It's an interesting thing. Not possibly saying that poisonous foods smell, smell and taste and are nice for the guf. V'chol ma sheyimotzei sheyeh orev b'taimo no'os berecho I efshar sheyeh mechlal samei amavus. Anything that smells good and looks like a nicely formed thing, and the taste is a little bit too late already, but then you'll know it can't be poison. She saw its form, its characteristics, and its smell. Shehu misyaches el aguf v'al mezeg ha'anushi. That it's related to man, as it's good for man, she saw. Shofta b'svarosa she'i efshar she'i ezem mamis v'lo makatsi yochayim. So she thought in her svara was, this cannot be bad for man. This cannot be bad for man. It's got to be good for the body.
She couldn't have deduced from that she misunderstood what God was saying? Like I would tell something that.
So the nachash, that's the nachash shishiani. I mean, the nachash used that. He used that. That was his argument to try to confuse her about what the Dvar Hashem was, and say, you see, Hashem is saying this is a bad fruit, but look, it's so good. It's not a poison fruit. It's not the poison fruit. But she didn't understand that it's not that the food is going to kill you because it's bad for the guf, but on the contrary, it's going to kill you because it's good for the guf.
Is that like a Harrison Fish
Pivin Yago? I can see where she's confused.
Exactly.
Don't eat vitamins.
That is confusing.
No, he's going to explain. The Ein Sofek She Mishpoto Hayitzotzoda Kafi Teva Umezeg Agof. She was right. In terms of medicine and nutrition, she was right. It was definitely good for the body. Good for the constitution of the body. Shalohoya Machlesh Agof Machso. It's not going to weaken the body. Avalohoya Mechazek Oso Vekochoso. It'll strengthen the body. It's a boost. Ella, shemitzad shehoya mechazek also, but from strengthening the body, hoya machlish nefesh, it weakened the soul. Ad shelohoya efshar lo lekayim aguf, ella hakiyam aroy lo kifi mezgo v'tevo. Now man does not have the ability of the nefesh being mekayim him. Now he has to rely completely on the kiyam of the guf. As he's saying, the goodness in it for the guf distracted the, it took away. It's like I was telling you the other week with what Socrates says: every time you engage in a taiva for its own sake, you turn away. The soul is turning away from the ideas of being the good, and it's turning towards the physical as being the good. It says that weakened that engagement in that taiva, in that type of a thing. Broke a certain serif, broke a certain setup that the nefesh had to the guf, and the nefesh was not able to exist anymore in that high plane. Where apparently what he means that, to your question, how the nefesh can be mekayim the guf? I mean, he's holding. Let's look a little further. He says of al hoya. So now we should get an onesh. No, becoming mortal was not an onesh. That was not an onesh for being over Dvar Hashem. That was the Dvar Hashem. Right? That was exactly the Dvar Hashem. Ki ayoso ben moves lo hoya onesh kemoshe biyarnu. Of Alhoya own show, so what was his onesh? Shekashir Yivchar Taivos Ha'inyonim Ha'mefursomim. Once he chose the Taivos of those of the famous things, Kein Yi Al Korchel Tzorech Aleim Yosef and Nishka Aleim. Now he's going to have to need them more, and he's going to be sunk in them. Sheyadua, it's known. Kikashir yi motze ha'odom ha'mitztarech aleihem b'nachlo, that if a person finds what he needs easily, lo yitztarech elav lachshov machshavos rabos, he doesn't have to think many thoughts, v'lios nishka b'mufursamos, he doesn't have to be sunk in these famous things. Oval kasher yizra v'adomo tatzmiach lo kotz v'dadar. If a person plants things and the ground produces weeds, yichle zemano l'rik v'levaholo v'aderach hasher bochabo. Now he's going to have to waste his time in nothingness in the path that he chose. Ad shelo yagia elav kinyan choshev kiyim inyan. Until he doesn't get anything good, just inyan, klomar, his askus, he's just going to have busyness. Bilti bal tachlis. Quite an onesh, huh? Vehu she'omar koheles, ki le'odom she'tov lefon of nosan chochmo v'das v'simcho v'lachote nosan inyan, leso v'lechnos. Chote just busy, bringing things in, taking things out, just busy. Rotze lomar shlo tagia elav rak tirdov umachshovav his askus levad. All he's going to be bothered, he's going just going to have bother and thoughts and busyness. Ulekach goresh began eid v'husam b'mach shochei adama lachshov bo machashavos. So he's very focused on this machashavos, lachshov machashavos. What is that talking about? Yeah.
Wouldn't him constantly working the land preoccupy him from thought?
Yeah, isn't that an interesting thing? Isn't that an interesting thing? They make it harder now. It seems like they have to make it harder for him.
He couldn't keep his eye on the ball. That's just piloting.
Yeah. And then he goes through similarly with the woman, her chate also. Goes through the chate of the woman, the chate of the nachash. But what's his idea that the nefesh is going to sustain the guf? Right? And now that you partake of this pleasure of the guf, that's gone. And now the proper onesh is that you should really be involved in preparing that which you chose.
It's also interesting. It's like, yeah. It seems mashma from what he's saying that all the other foods in the garden did not have this property, and
that's
you
correct.
Relate to them in that way. Like,
that's correct.
Like there was a different way that they sustained the body.
That's correct.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's almost like that second question. I mean, because God created man with choice, and man decided to choose this.
Right.
This
he
path.
Said he chose his taivos. Kasher yivkar taivos nyonim hamfursomim.
So since he chose this path, God is now going to facilitate this path that he decided to choose.
Maybe pshat is that every other fruit in Ganin was different from the fruits we have here, but that tree was like the fruit that we currently eat. Meaning that once you partake of that kind of fruit, that's what the guf
well,
now machlok, needs to
sustain. Well, machlok is what it was. But yeah, wheat is a strange one. Didn't we discuss that this year?
It doesn't seem so amazing.
Wheat.
Yeah.
But I think that's the question, because everybody has it when they're young. It's I wonder what does it mean, eat at das tovah ra. Before you eat tovah ra, I think it says. Why do they say wheat? They say a young child eats wheat.
Dad said, because it said mother and father, after it eats wheat. It said something like that.
Yeah, I know, but I think the Gemara says something more of that. It has to do with the idea of.
I don't know how.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what I mentioned this year, right. The tree. Yeah, why is weed a tree? That's what we're talking about.
I don't really know how far you can take this, because I don't know how literal like he's really being here. But if this is really just a biological thing, like that, now that Adam and Chava related to this food this way, so it changed their souls.
Right.
Wouldn't it mean their children would have had the exact same? I mean, how would this owner carry forth? Their children should have the exact.
Well, that's what goes.
They ate it, and they
that's what
equal.
He goes into next. That's what he goes into the very last thing. Is why if you look at the terminologies in Brachos, it says Elokim. Elokim is in Maaseh Brachos. Because that is the shame, that signifies power. Yecholas. It signifies that God is implanting nature, implanting the, creating the teva, creating the thing.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like it was something
no. And he says, but by Adam it has both. It says the shame of Aya and Elohim. Because it was somewhat in flux. Man was still, a lot of man was going according to teva, but there was still some alterations. You know what I mean? Once he did this, apparently this was changed. His teva was now fixed in this way.
You're saying man partook of all of man's creation, not just his own? I mean, Adam partook of creation of all man, not just himself?
Correct.
And just in terms of the onish?
And after that, it was Hashem, yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, so how does that, what we're saying here, I mean, it seems like this is something which changed in Adam personally because of something he did. So
no, that's what he's saying. He's saying this is part of the Brachos. This is part of the Bria. This is part of the Maaseh Brachos of Adam. That's why it still says Elokim in that parsha.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And just in terms of the Onish is always supposed to be like a Malamed, like the Midah, Kenegan Midah. So, I'm not sure how it works that that making the body better damages the Nefesh. But just the fact that it does isn't readily aware. Adam is not readily aware of that when he eats the fruit. So the fact that the onesh is going to make that manifest to him, that eating this fruit is actually very damaging to you, and it's going to prevent you from being involved in machshavos. I mean, the way it is just from what Adam did, it's in like a very hidden way. He thinks he just got an enjoyment in it, and he thinks he just improved. But the owner shows that how it really damaged him.
Are you saying how then his onesh demonstrated that, or are you just saying that it should?
I'm saying how the onesh was gave him that limud.
Yeah, I mean, part of what it seems to me is with the machashavos business that he's talking about. What is he trying to convey over there? What does he mean that now you have to be koshiv machashavos? He means to say, I think, that it's a total reversal. It's a total reversal. Now you have to use your nefesh. Now you have to use your intelligence just for your survival. You know what I mean? It's a reversal. Originally, your intelligence was completely engaged in ideas, right? And the guf was really subordinate to it. The guf was just a necessary thing that infrequently, apparently, man would have to eat. But the guf was totally in service to the nefesh. Now he's saying, now it's reversed. Now you have to spend a lot of your time. So that's what he's saying before. He says, if you find food easily, then lo yitztoich ilav lachshov machshavos rabos filios nishka before savos. You don't have to work out ideas of how to plant. Saying the kotz v'darda, he's saying that's part of kotz v'darda. That now man is going to have to apply his intellect to figuring out how to survive. Going to have to use his intelligence. That's kotz v'darda. He says if you just planted the seed and it popped out of the ground, you wouldn't have to be a great. You wouldn't have to use your intellect to survive. But kotz v'darda was now you misuse your intellect. You didn't use your intellect properly. You partook of the taiva. Now you're going to have to resort to your intellect for your sustenance too. Just for your sustenance. Now, what is that idea though? Yeah, I don't know exactly the first question, Daniel. How he's understanding that you would live forever. I mean, it is true, the Rambam does say, like, by Mimosa Mashiach, says people will live very long lives because they'll have no stress.
Stress?
No stress.
I was thinking about that before, how he was asking how something non-physical can result in physical differences.
And
is that really just stemming from something physical?
Then we were saying it really doesn't sustain the body. But if all the energies are towards the mind, the body, he's saying the body gets worn down. I mean, I don't know exactly what kind of idea it was, but he's saying the body is worn down through the stresses of life. And without any of that, it would never get, wouldn't have any wear and tear. I don't know. It's a good question. If that's possible. Good question if that's possible. I mean, it is true. One thing is you don't see, like, people who make it really old, over 100. That one thing they all have in common is they were very easygoing people. Very calm personalities. Not like stressed out. Stress is definitely a major killer. But
doesn't that just Yeah, but if, I can understand, like, it seems like we have, like the body can last, like, a certain amount of years. And then, if so, obviously, if you don't put any stress
on
the body...
Well, that's us. That's us. I mean, we intrinsically live... There's no way you can't... There's no way you can live without stress in this world. There's no way. Because you have to worry about your parnasa.
Right.
There's something. But he's saying, man, other than before, there was a different makeup. It was a completely different... In Gan Eden, man in Gan Eden, there's no way you can even imagine what kind of a thing that is. There's no psychological stresses. Even if people have what they need, they have tremendous psychological stresses. I mean, it's a pressure cooker inside your head. But what's the idea of the onesh? Still, ooh, okay. Yeah. So now that you chose, just seems like it's alright, so he chose Tyvus. Now we should get worse? Now we should really have no chances?
Right. Yeah, it stinks.
Well, from the way he's setting it up, it seems like Adam had a choice. Like, he saw that he could theoretically stay in the world of ideas and that would sustain his body. Or he could...
Well, let me think about this question. What would be bad if he would have eaten from the Eitz Hadas and just been mortal? And what would have been bad about that? Why was it now necessary to change the whole way he lives? And he has to go out and work, and he has to use his mind now for survival. Just like an onesh? I mean, like... So why could it be okay? He eats the das, and now he's mortal. Why is his whole psyche, why does his whole makeup have to change? Right? I don't know what we're going to do next week. Maybe we'll do something else. I think in terms of this drasha, we're pretty much done.